Romans chapter 10. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is for them to be saved. For I testify about them that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going around trying to establish their own righteousness, haven't submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness that's of the law, that the man that does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that's of faith talks like this: Don't say in your heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or Who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith that we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you're saved. For with the heart man believes for righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made for salvation. For the scripture says, Whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call on him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him about whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they're sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they haven't all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, haven't they heard? Yes, truly, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, didn't Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who didn't seek me. I was revealed to those who didn't ask after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contradicting people.